Tammy, what do you think of when I say bush regeneration?
If I'm being honest, Zach, I have absolutely no idea. What even is bush regeneration?
Well, bush regeneration is basically trying to get areas that have been taken over by weeds back to what they were naturally.
No offence, but that sounds kind of boring.
You'd be surprised at how important it is for our environment. My friend Billy's a student bush regenerator. He'll be able to explain it a little better.
The majority of stuff we do is weeds, but we also sometimes do erosion control or like watercourse control or feral animal control.
Bush regeneration can be done at an individual, group, community, state or global level.
So how did Billy get into it then?
Well, it all started 3 years ago.
It was in year 12. We needed to do some volunteer work. And I'm like, oh, I hate people. Oh, and I also figured, oh, I have zero employable skills. So I went and I started volunteering with Bush Care. I ended up loving it so much that when I graduated from school, I decided that's what I wanted to study and that's what I wanted to do. I'm an all-out plant nerd. It's such a complex system. And to be able to enact change on that system and to be able to predict where things are going to go and then eventually have those predictions fulfilled, it's really rewarding.
So wait, people can actually study bush regen and make it their job?
Absolutely. Meet John. He's Macquarie University's biodiversity planner. He told us about some of the work he does.
Then we have what we call revegetation work, and that's usually along our watercourses, which when we started out with them were fairly much cleared land in a lot of places, so putting a lot of native vegetation back along those that sits under it as well.
This is like a whole industry I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, and I was interested to see this industry in action, so I went out and did some real-world bush regeneration with John and some of the other Macquarie Uni staff.
So Madeira vine is the vine that we're pulling up?
Yep.
What's so harmful, I guess, about Madeira vine?
Well, so if you take a look over there, you can see that it's kind of growing over a few of the plants, and it's actually growing up into the trees.
Oh yeah.
So if you just left it be, it's going to grow all the way up and it's going to smother the trees.
Okay, so what do they look for?
It can be quite a complex process, but Billy summed it up nicely.
What they teach is, it's called the Bradley method. The aim is to use the good areas, to expand them gradually by facilitating them expanding at the rate that they can expand. I just said expand three times in the same sentence.
I found watching him in the zone the most interesting.
This area here is sort of the nightmare scenario for bush regenerators because it's just privet.
That's a type of weed, and for bush regenerators, it's a nightmare to remove.
Water flow has been changed because what happens is the water normally to just flow down, but then it hits the pool wall and it bounces back, and so that keeps the soil here really wet. And so there's no natives in here, it's just all privet and all jasmine. And so there's no bush to regenerate. One of the things in bush regen is picking your battles, right? So through here there's this, again, another like sort of finger of privets. And there's this mulberry tree as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Not quite ripe yet.
No. There's a couple of mulberry trees on site. And so, you know, the mulberry tree, it's a weed, could have killed it. But in summer, it grows nice big leaves and it provides all this shade and it doesn't really spread. So even though it was amongst this big stand of privets, I've decided to leave it. And so that'll be a battle I'll fight later because it's going to shade everything else.
It seems there's a lot of creativity, it seems like, involved in kind of...
Yeah, and every bush regenerator has a different way of doing things, and eventually you can pick a site based on who's done it, like which company's done it. Like the company I worked for tended to be very hard fast and very focused on like putting in burns and stuff, and there are some companies which were like very... They're really good at the fine detail work, and... Yeah, everyone does things differently because it's a very complex system. And so there's a lot of ways you can enact change in that system. And there's probably no such thing as a right way to enact change. One of the things I'll probably do today is spray all of this cudweed and this fleabane but because it's on top of grass, I'll spray it with a different spray to what I spray with normally that won't kill grass but will kill all the broadleaf weeds. And it's just little things like that where if you show a bit of flair and you show a bit of lateral thinking, you can make really good gains for very little effort.
Why do we need to worry about bush regeneration? Is it important?
Bush regeneration is one of the things that it in so many cases it's the front line of fighting against further degradation of our ecosystems. So what the work that bush regenerators do sort of stops things getting any worse, and in so many cases just keeps helping sites that sort of need the help to get better. And then once that happens, it's better for all the animals, it's better for all the plants, it's much better habitat.
It's quite important, and the work that these people do is really remarkable.
It's been pretty satisfying because we know we see people liking to hang out on them, the areas that we've regenerated. We have all our sort of before and after shots that people are quite interested in when they see. So that's been the sort of starkest difference.
We asked John what his favourite spot around campus was.
Right on the northern edge of campus where we do join the national park, we've got like a 10 metre waterfall going into a little rainforest gorge. It's spectacular.
And we decided to visit that waterfall. And you know what? I think I've changed my mind.
You can hear the birds chirping, the leaves rustling, the water flowing. It's magic. And this is a 10-minute walk from the M2. It's incredible.